Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech using a voice cloned from the author. There is a type of AI school that's been generating a lot of buzz in education circles lately. It's called two-hour learning. In the mornings, children work one-on-one with AI, moving through math, language arts, and science at their own pace. According to the company, students progress 2.6 times faster than their peers, though that figure is currently self-reported and independent verification is still underway. Core academics are wrapped up in 2 hours, and the entire afternoon is freed up for project work, public speaking, and entrepreneurship. When I first came across this, my reaction was complicated. The time structure is strikingly similar to how I organize real-world tasks with children, but the underlying philosophy is almost the exact opposite. This model operates on the belief that friction is the enemy of learning and should be removed. My lived sense is that friction is often precisely where capability comes from. There is a concept in learning science called productive struggle. Genuine understanding grows in the moments when you are stuck, confused, and have to find your own way through. When answers come too easily, that neural pathway simply never gets trained. So the question I most want to press isn't whether this approach is fast. It's this. A child who has spent an entire morning accustomed to frictionless, smoothed over learning. When that child walks into an afternoon project that might have them stuck for days, can they hold up under that frustration? I am not opposed to AI tutoring. What I am saying is that we need to distinguish between two kinds of friction. The wasteful kind, the kind AI can optimize away, that's genuinely a good thing. But the struggle of turning vague ideas into clear thinking, the hard work of collaborating with other people, that is where capability is actually forged, and it cannot be removed along with everything else.